News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, on Wednesday morning, Seamus Coffey, the chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, joined us in relation to his strong criticism of last month's budget. Here's a little reminder of what he had to say.
Before the budget, the Fiscal Council said that an increase of £3.5 billion would have been appropriate, which itself was. The level of risk is nowhere near as high as it would have been in 2006 and 2007. But there are some echoes of it. In fact, that money has been is used to fund permanent and long-lasting spending increases. And of course, there are doubts about the sustainability of these corporation tax receipts. But there's no doubt there are significant risks on the horizon. And the inability to move to a position of surplus leaves us in a position that we might not be able to deal with that downturn when it does come.
OK, to respond to this, we are joined by the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue. Minister, some of the language used by the Fiscal Council this week, it's extraordinary. The public finances left exposed to adverse shocks, a missed opportunity to strengthen the budget balance. Improvements in the budget balance have stalled since 2015. Your medium-term budgetary plans are not credible. You and Fine Gael's claims of prudence have been badly mauled by our fiscal watchdog.
And the last time warnings like this were issued at this point in our economic cycle, they were dismissed out of hand. I'm not going to do that. I stand over decisions that I've made. I stand over the fact that, for example, the rate of increase in current spending between 2014 and 2019 is 20%. If you compare that where we were during the boom between 2004 and 2009, the comparative rate of increase was 57%. So if you look at the rate of increase in spending now versus then, we're a fraction of where we were. If I deal with each of the points that Seamus has made, mm-hmm. he is right that the rate of spending went up higher on budget day. But on the other hand, that's why I increased the rate of VAT on the hospitality sector and service sector from 9% to 13.5% to raise over €600 million to help pay for it. He makes the point that our structural deficit has not improved. But as against that, every deficit target that I have set, I've either met or I have exceeded. Next year, we would at least have fully balanced books, assuming a moderate external environment. And over the last number of years, I've significantly increased public investment in schools, in homes, in public transport, and funded that out of day-to-day taxation. So I will be taking on board what the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council have said, but I do want to put their warnings in context of the fact that our books will be balanced next year. We're setting up a rainy day fund, and I have made often unpopular tax changes to help pay for spending that I've put in place.
Yeah, and that's all as maybe, and difficult to argue with any of those individual points, Minister. But the Fiscal Council, they're really clear on this. They say you have increased spending on the back of unsustainable revenues. And how is that different from Charlie McCreevy's "When I have it, I spend it"? And we actually specifically asked Pádraig Coffey this, and he said there is an element of "When I have it, I spend it" about what you're doing at the moment.
It's different in two fundamental ways. The first one is the rate of spending increase, as I have said, as I noted earlier on, is a fraction of where we were in the past, number one. Number two, much of the reason why public expenditure has grown as the rate it has over the last 2 years in particular, is I'm spending more in capital. Now, what does capital mean? It means investing in public transport. It means building new schools. It means trying to get our economy Brexit ready.
Absolutely.
But is it coming from
sustainable revenue, Minister? That is the question.
That is a question I'm wrestling with. What I would say is, in each of the two budgets I've done as Minister for Finance, I have increased other taxes to pay for increased expenditure. So Shane, you will have heard, and you quizzed me on it as well, about the consequences of increasing a VAT rate on hospitality and services. Mm-hmm. But I did that because I said if I want to spend more and I don't want to borrow more, I'm going to change a tax to pay for it. This time a year ago, I changed another big tax rate in relation to commercial property, which many people also opposed at that point. And what I did for next year in relation to corporation tax is the really big surge that we saw in corporation tax across September and October. I have stripped that out of my tax collection figures for next year. So what I could have done is I could have said that the additional money we're going to collect on corporation tax next year, I'll assume that I'll collect that next year and not change the VAT rate on the hospitality sector, not change the levy on the bookie and gambling sector. Mm-hmm. But I made all those difficult choices to deal
with
that
You
risk.
Did make difficult. You definitely did make difficult decisions. There's no doubt about it. You also said you would spend 3.5 billion in this budget. And the Fiscal Council point out you spent 4.5 billion. That's a billion quid, Minister. Now, maybe that's not of the magnitude of what Fianna Fáil did in the noughties, but it's a fair whack of money that you went over what you said you would do last summer.
And in order to fund much of that additional increase, I made changes in our tax code to pay for it. And as I move into next year, I'm setting up a rainy day fund. I'm putting an additional deposit of 500 million euro into that rainy day fund, which I could have spent, I could have borrowed. Many are calling me to do that. And as we move into the end of this year, the financial targets I set for this year, I'll exceed. Many called on me to eliminate borrowing for next year. I'm going to do that. And the job that falls to me to do, Shane, which I take really solemnly and seriously, mm-hmm. is each day I have to adjudicate between the multiple competing demands to spend more and tax less and the long-term economic and financial stability of our economy. And what I've looked to do is get a balance right that I stand over. But what I'm also saying, I'm not going to dismiss, I'm not going to get into being critical mm-hmm. of the Irish Fiscal sure. Advisory Council. We have to study what they have to say, and I have and I will. The Taoiseach and I talked about it early yesterday morning, and see what impact that can make in further improving our decisions in the future.
Okay, very finally, perhaps the most worrying thing the Fiscal Council said, it didn't get many headlines, but maybe it is the most concerning thing. They said your medium-term budgetary plans are not credible, and they said previous medium-term objectives, like, for example, reducing our level of debt, they say they're no longer referenced. They've been effectively, quietly dropped.
Not by me, and each of the targets that I have set on Budget Day, I've exceeded. So last year when I stood up on Budget Day, I said that we would have a borrowing requirement this year of 0.2% of the value of all of the income that's created in our country.
Yeah, we had a tailwind behind us, Minister. In fairness, that was helped by the fact we did, and the Fiscal Council make this point, huge tailwinds behind us that allowed you to do that.
But you can't on one hand say I've missed the target, and then when I say I've exceeded the target that I had delivered, say that's because the tailwinds were very favourable against me.
I suppose the point is the wind might drop at some point, Minister.
And that's a fair point, Shane. And that is the reason why all of the additional corporation tax receipts that came in September and October, I have stripped that out of my tax collection forecasts for next year. So we received a lot of additional money in October, which I wasn't anticipating, and we didn't anticipate when we did the budget 12 months ago. And we have planned not to spend that next year. So if you look at the detail of my Budget Day booklet, on my corporation tax forecast for next year, I have predicated all my figures from a lower figure than what we have collected for this year. And what I'm going to be doing across the next coming of weeks, the next few weeks, Shane, is it's now my view that we should treat a certain level of our corporation tax receipts in the same way as we would have treated structural and cohesion funding a decade ago. That is money we would have received from the European Union. So in other words, we should say we can't expect this to continue for the future. And what does come in, we must make very, very careful use of.
OK, we will leave it there. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue, thanks indeed for talking to us.